Now,
I think we set it up pretty good with what's going on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's now go via satellite.
Oh, good.
To your White House. And let's see if he's got his... I know he's practicing for his speech tonight.
Of course he is.
So I'm going to your... Now.
W. I'm
wearing the blue tie.
Hello.
I can wear the red tie, but... Yeah, hold on a second.
Hello, W.
Yeah, Don?
Oh, yeah, do you need me to hold on, sir?
Yeah, hang on just a second. Just okay. Take care of... we're taking care of some last-minute details.
All right.
About my speech. I want to wear the blue tie, Laura.
The tie.
Yeah. That's when I... It's the lucky one. It's the lucky one. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. Hi, what, all right, it's time. Interview time. Radio? Is it?
Hello?
Are we
W.
on? Yeah, busy, busy day. Lots of stuff going on. I have to speak to the country tonight, talk about important stuff. So my time is extraordinarily valuable today, and so
I gotta ask
don't overload me with some tough, your silly questions that you ask that always confuse.
W?
That are designed to hoodwink me and all that.
Why are you going on tonight when so many good shows are on?
There's one right there, right out of the back. Right out of the, what do they call it? Right out of that
the
thing.
Shoot.
You shot that right out of the rifle. Why am I going on tonight? Because tonight is the good time to speak about problems with those people coming over the borders. And I think that everybody should.
Those
I don't
people?
Have a script in front of me right now. It's all in the speech.
Who are those people?
I will be reading it very well later on.
Who are those people?
You know, them people that come over the borders. People from, you know, the others, as I like to call them. The others that come in, illegals, you know, that come in trucks and burros and whatever they are in. And
donkeys.
They do that. Donkeys, you know, and they just sneak across. We're going to take care of this. I've been taking, I took a gander at some of my poll numbers. And what I came to the conclusion did that work? I'm not sure. But I came to the conclusion my poll numbers will be raised significantly if I can convince the American people that I'm going to keep them people out. That's the key. And I'm strong when
joke?
It comes to that. Yeah, I'd like a joke.
Tonight?
Sure, I like good jokes as much as anybody.
It's kind of a shock jock joke. When you go out tonight.
Shock jock, that could be bad for the red state base,
just tell me if you think it's funny.
Yes, all right.
When you go out tonight, you say, I want to clean up America. I want to clean up our borders.
Sure.
I'm going to make it spick and span.
I know what you're doing. You're going to get me in trouble just like you
Hold
have before.
Is it funny?
No, that's horrible. That's terrible. And I suggest that America do what I'm going to do this evening. Get your VHS tapes out and tape that King of Queens, which is that's my show. That's how much I'm sacrificing for the country. The King of Queens is a dang fine show, son. It truly is. And I tell you right now, I'm going to watch it as soon as I get done giving my speech. Only be about 20 minutes.
Now, how do you feel about the fact that only two of the networks, or have they all now caved, Buzz?
Last I heard, just two of them.
But maybe all of them will cave and carry you.
There is no secret that I am the decider. I am the decider, and I make those decisions, and I wish that I had the power. I said to Dick the other day, I said, Dick, you told me I could do anything I want. A president should have the authority, when I'm speaking to the nation, to go to all the networks and say, you have to broadcast this. It is a matter of urgent national
security.
Thank you. That's the one.
Now,
that's why I should be on the TV no matter what. I understand that everybody's having their season finales. Mm. I understand America loves their television, but I want to go on all the TV. I'll just take a bit of your time.
Are you going to talk about the Beaners tonight?
Yes, indeed. Yes. I will. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. No, I'm not. I'm talking about the illegal immigrant problem. That's what I'm talking about.
Did you get a new phone?
Yep.
Hold on.
I got that.
Hello. Yeah. Oh. Well, Mama, I just want to... He's talking to me about...
She heard
Beaners?
She heard Beaners?
Yeah, you're right. I know. It's a slippery slope every time I come here. I listen to the Mama, I'm not. Hold on a second. Mama, I know he says those bad words.
Is that your mom?
They didn't come out of my mouth. He is a shock jock saying those big things. Okay, I'll say it just like that to him. Not to use that. Not while you're in the presence of it. Okay, I got you. I love you too, Mama. Okay, did you like the gift basket? Thank you. Hold on. Bye. You should not use inflammatory. Damn it! You should not use those big words that are bad that make bad things about people. Don't do that. You're in. Hello, I'm not
inflammatory. All right, I got it. Bye.
Mama. Damn.
Don't use inflammatory words and put words in my mouth. I'm the president. I'm the decider. I will do it. Man, I got Mama a Botox gift basket. That's amazing, man. Paralyzed most of her face, but all the wrinkles almost gone.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. It looked really, really good. Her face relaxed so much you couldn't even see the pearls.
Oh.
It was amazing. She kind of looked like a Sharpie dog.
Hey, you know? I got to tell you.
Or is that a Sharpay?
Yeah.
I saw your dad on TV.
Yes.
With Clinton. They were at some graduation somewhere. They're
you
doing
believe that?
They're doing that thing, putting their arms around
man,
each other again.
Makes
like they
want to
buddies.
Puke. Makes me want to puke. I mean, I used to go around saying he taught me everything I know. There he is out there with, you know, Mr. Under the Desk, just traveling the country. God knows what he's getting him into. You know, I bet they're going to fly someplace to one of those evil countries, you know, where they got evil evil girls that come up and touch. Mm. You know the places I'm talking about. And if he's with that guy, Clinton, what they're going to do is they'll take a big private plane and fly to some place where girls touch you in bad spots. That dude will get all touched and stuff, and he's not going to be able to resist that.
Do you think your mom ever smells your dad's fingers after he's out with Clinton?
Yeah, it makes me sick. I mean, Dad Dude would flip and make out with Bill if he could. I just said, what's going on with that? I told him, I said, Dick, call him. Talk some sense into that. That doesn't look good. That doesn't look good. My poll numbers are as low as they've been. He should be traveling around with me instead of with the other guy. He's not even the president, and he can't be the president no more.
Did you just say that you think your dad may be in some type of love with Bill Clinton?
I was speaking, what's that when you speak with, you know, the joke in not a... God, why do you make me explain these things? God, Don. Hold on. I was speaking figuratively.
What does that mean?
That means I didn't really mean what I said. I was not using that word to... You know what I mean. I mean, I didn't mean
okay.
it.
Okay, what's the difference...
I'll just talk to you in plain English.
What is the difference between figuratively and literally?
You know, it's the thing... figurative is when it's a figure... Uh-huh. And figurative is when it's a figure.
And what about
when there's
when
a figure in the distance on a pony?
You say something literally.
Literally is when great literature is written. Great literature stimulates the mind, and no child left behind.
What is the last good book you read?
Last good book I read. I have a large collection. A lot of people bring me into the Oval Office. They bring books, bags of books, sacks of books, boxes of books. I am surrounded by books all the time.
Letters to Penthouse?
Letters to Penthouse are fantastic. There was this one where this gal's sitting down there.
You can
this
tell
is
me.
The best. All right, can I talk about
it? Yeah.
And she's standing at the magazine counter in a drugstore.
Yeah.
And she's next to this guy. And he walks up, and he's real big. And... one thing leads to another. Right there. Uh-uh. Hello? Huh? I did not. I was not talking dirty. Mama, I didn't put that dude down. I just said, you know, we both feel the same way about that. I don't want him traipsing around the country and all that stuff with all that guy with Mr. Gray-haired, you know, Mr. Dirty Mind. Mama, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. No, ma'am, I didn't. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, boy.
I am sorry. Goodbye.
In trouble again?
Mamu has forbidden me to do these interviews anymore.
Now, hold on. You are the president of the United States.
She did not like what I said about Dadu traveling around with Bill. Yeah. I said I wanted Dadu to leave flipping Bill alone.
Now,
flipping president.
Now, who runs...
Figuration means joking.
Who run Bordertown?
Master Blaster.
Do you run Bordertown? Are you the man?
I'm the decider. I run Bordertown.
Who runs Bordertown? You or your mom?
I run Bordertown. I'm the president.
Does your mom tell you what to do?
Yes. I'm sorry. I can't answer with a lie. You said the figurative literal thing. You got me confused. I got a big speech to give away tonight, and I'm going to be at my best. I'm going to do the best job. I'm not going to have one single flub. I'm going to give the best speech I've ever given. I swear to you, I'm going to do it. I don't know who wrote it. One of these guys wrote it, and it's good, too. It's strong. It's got good words and simple words, powerful words.
Give us the gist of it.
Here we go. I got a few.
Okay.
Let me just see. I got it down here.
Should be on TV tonight, for God's sakes.
I got it right next to my Paris Hilton picture with the new boob.
You see that?
All right.
Hey, hold on.
Here are the tough ones. Hold on. Border.
That's a tough
B-O-R-D-E-R. Border. Illegal.
Right.
Secure. That's what when I do these speeches, Don. Let me walk you through it, son. This is the way I do it. They give me several words to focus on, so that when I get to those words, I punch it. You'll notice when I give speeches, I will say to the American people tonight, we have problems with the border, and we have to work on our security, and that is why we have to figure out an immigration policy.
But you don't understand any of that, do you?
No.
No.
But I will say it the way people understand it. Ronald Reagan didn't understand that much, you know.
Let's talk about something that you feel strongly about.
I intend to build a wall stronger than a $4 cup of coffee.
Why? Wow. Why is peanut butter so great?
Now you're in my wheelhouse. Uh-huh. Now we can relax. I can let my hair down and tell you what I think.
Why is peanut butter so great?
Peanut butter is nutty. It's creamy. It spreads on bread real easy-like. You can eat it with jelly or without. You can toast the bread, which makes the peanut butter melt into the bread a little bit. Yeah. You can eat it with bananas. You can eat it on a piece of celery. It's the all-American food.
Now, why don't you go
it's
on
tonight? It's the all-American food. See, it's the greatest.
Look how easy you are speaking about this.
I flip and love it.
Why don't you talk about peanut butter tonight instead of talking about these illegal aliens?
You have as much trouble with that as I do. I said, why illegal immigration? How about some more letters stuck all together like that? I would love to talk about
letters
peanut butter.
Letters you need, PB and J.
I could make up a speech right now about peanut butter, and I wouldn't need anybody. Nobody would have to write it
I
for
I bet
me.
You couldn't.
I could, too.
I bet you couldn't.
Well, try me.
I double-dog dare you.
Well, let's go.
Do it.
Mano y mano.
You're on.
My fellow Americans, I would like to talk to you about peanut butter.
Now, no one's writing anything for you.
Peanut butter is so good because the flavor is melts in your mouth. Melts in your mouth and tastes so good. And who doesn't like it? I remember when I was a small boy in the great United States, my mama would make me what was called... And most kids don't understand nowadays something called a fluffernutter. Fluffernutters had marshmallow fluff, which was like marshmallows that you roast over the fire, only they were melted down.
Yeah.
And then she would smear peanut butter under it, and it was called a fluffer.
Ignore it. Let it go to voicemail.
I can't.
Come on. Hold on.
Speech day.
Hold on. Who runs Bordertown?
I got to talk to Carl. This is important, cargo.
Is it Carl Rove?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Carl. I'm doing the Don Show.
The Don Show?
He's trying to get me dirty and say bad things, but I'm not doing it.
Tell him you're talking about peanut butter.
I'm talking about peanut butter right now. Carl, we're having a good time. I'm ready. Yeah, I got my lucky tie. I was trying to decide which were the blue one or the red one. Well, I'll do the blue one, son. Yeah. Well, that'd be good. Just make sure you give me the big ones in the bold type, okay? Immigration, right? Security, right? And even border. I have trouble with that. It's the B and the O, something like that. All right. Mind your flipping business, Carl. He was not talking to me about that. Yes, I did get the picture. Thank you. I'll be over there in 10 minutes. We'll be ready to go. Goodbye.
What picture?
The Paris Hilton picture. Everybody's looking at it. Yeah, they're having a good time with it right now. My fellow Americans, peanut butter is yummy.
I'm telling you.
Who disagrees with that?
You go on tonight and you talk about your love of peanut butter. And Buzz, what is his current approval rating?
31% at last check.
31%.
I predict that will go up after tonight's speech. You watch what I have to say. All the words have been highlighted. I have got the system down.
Now, are you going to get off in 20 minutes?
Yeah.
And do you get off in 20 minutes?
Don't do that. Yeah. She's going to call again. You can't do that.
I'm going to get him in trouble.
Is he going to read your news now?
Yes. You better get that.
Hello. Howie. Yes, I've been trying to reach you for 5 days.
Who is it?
Deal or No Deal is without question the best show. It's the best show on television.
Is that Howie Mandel?
It's Howie Mandel.
Tell him we said hello.
Don from the Don Show says hello to you.
And Mike.
And Mike, and they say hello. Right, but I just wanted to call and tell you, keep up the good work. And I'd like, after I get out of office, I'd like to come by and see that show. And you're going to send me one of them souvenir suitcases, right? Okay, Howie. Do that thing you do with the glove sometimes. Yeah, where you blow the surgical glove over your face. You're a great American. Thank you. That was Howie Mandel from Deal or No Deal.
In a world where owning a radio
the
was strictly forbidden,
Uno show.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Oh, what a brain teaser. They got a suitcase that's full of ton of money, and they look at him and they go, you want it or don't you?
Do you know that tonight you're going on TV is going to make that show be 20 minutes late?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I just had no choice. Carl told me we got to do it when we got to do it. Mm. Got to send the troops down there. Got to, you know, start, you know, laying into people when they come across the border. We need the right people, not those big fat guys that call themselves militiamen. That's not right. I got to go down and take care of this type of thing.
So we got to clean up that beaner problem.
Don't use those words. Hello. Yes, sir.
Oh, uh-oh.
I understand, sir.
D-A-D.
Yeah, dad do.
We know that sound.
Well, you're right. There is a time. You're right. Time to be serious. Time to be playful. I'm not being serious enough, I know. Yes, sir. Right away, I will terminate it in post-haste. Yes, sir. Bye now. Mm-hmm. All right. Vice President says it's time to quit.
Oh, we thought it was your dad.
No, well, same kind of relationship.
We got a break. We'll be right back, friends.